In studio, joining us this morning from the Indiana Hypnosis for Change is Tony McReiner. I almost had that right, didn't I?
You had it.
Oh, I did. Yes, it worked. Okay. And we are live right now on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram, so you can see what's about to go down. Alex, for a long time, I thought she just was being like whiny, but Alex really is a picky eater, and she suffers. Like, she gets severe anxiety, like even planning when we all go out as coworkers to eat or on a date when it comes to food.
So much anxiety.
Okay, now, and we're going to try to help her out here. We're not doing hypnosis, so it's safe to drive right now, because you said, I thought we were going to do like a hypno thing, but you can't do that when people are driving. It can be dangerous.
Well, it's better to, you know, usually my voice gets really soft, and I get kind of, you know, so.
You should be in radio.
Yeah. No kidding.
So you don't want somebody to be like drowsy while they're driving. And we'll do some other things like hypnosis, depending on time. So
then what can you do right now for Alex?
The thing we're going to do right now is called tapping. I use a certain form of tapping. It's faster and it's easier to learn. This is something you can do for yourself.
Oh.
So I'm going to kind of move through this quickly. The question you ask yourself is, how do I know something's bothering me? Because you have to, it's not the story around it, what's going on. It's, how do I know what's going on in my body? Am I thinking? What pictures am I making? Am I smelling, tasting something? So what I'd like you to do now, Alex, is just notice that anxiety. That's where we're going now.
Okay, should I close my eyes?
You can if you want. Sometimes it's easier.
We're live on Instagram, at Joan Alex Show.
I got this. Just focus. I'll take over.
Yep. So just imagine you've got a work thing coming up. They sprung it on you. You're going out. You don't have time to check the menu. You don't know what there is going to be that you'll eat. And so notice what's going on.
Oh, my heart is beating.
So zero is neutral. 10 is the strongest. Where are you?
Probably a 7 or an 8.
Okay. So I want you to notice that feeling. Now, when I start tapping, because I'm going to do this to you right now, all you focus on are the feeling of my fingers. You repeat out loud what I say and just notice that. Okay. You ready?
Okay. Yes.
So go tapping on you. So just say, I let it go.
I let it go.
I'm okay to let it go.
I'm okay to let it go.
All the sadness.
All the sadness.
The fears.
The fears.
The anxiety.
The anxiety.
The abandonment.
The abandonment.
The fear.
The fear.
I'm okay to let it go.
I'm okay to let it go.
I'm safe to let it go.
I'm safe to let it go.
However I do this.
However I do this.
I recorded it.
I recorded it.
I play it back.
I play it back.
I'm sitting here right now.
I'm sitting here right now.
I don't have to choose a food.
I don't have to choose a
food. I'm okay to let it go.
I'm okay to let it go.
That feeling in my body.
That feeling in my body.
Those thoughts in my head.
Those thoughts in my
head. The pictures I'm making.
The pictures I'm making.
I just let it go.
I just let it go.
I'm safe now.
I'm safe now.
To let it go.
To let it go.
And I'm going
to
grab your wrist. Now take a deep breath and say peace as you blow out. Just, it's a nice word. You say Shazam. All right. Now go to a good place, a good feeling place.
Shazam.
Beach, an animal. She did say Shazam.
Sloth.
It's okay. All right. So notice what's left of the anxiety. Go back to whatever you were feeling before. Notice the difference and repeat after me. I let it go.
I let it go.
I'm okay to let it go.
I'm okay to let it go.
It feels so much better.
I feel so much better.
When I let it go.
When I let it go.
Deep breath. And peace.
Peace.
And go to your good place again. And then just notice. Go back. You can open your eyes, whatever. Just 0 to 10. When you think about it, where are you?
Like 3.
Whoa. Doesn't that feel better?
Yeah. I feel like really calm. Like I feel like calm. Like
you
after...
look different right now.
Did you feel that kind of move away from you?
Yeah. It feels like when you get a massage, like that, just like you're really, you just feel super relaxed and tranquil.
Cool.
Like, I just feel super calm.
Good, good. So we would work with some of that with different ideas. So do we have much time here?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, because there's another thing I'd like to do, but what I want to ask you is, I want you to think of something you're like, oh my God, I don't know if I can try that.
A food?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What would be something kind of that you would kind of like to be able to eat that would make life easier?
What about asparagus?
I like asparagus. Probably pasta.
Okay. All right. So close your eyes and imagine there's that bowl of pasta in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
See it. Smell it, imagine it, and then notice what comes up.
Oh, just so, I'm so, like, already, like, I want to throw up.
Okay, notice that feeling, that thought, I want to throw up, okay? Mm-hmm. And then only notice my fingers and say, I let it go.
I let it go.
I'm okay to let it go.
I'm okay to let it go.
There's no pasta here.
There's no pasta
So
here.
I'm just making this up.
So I'm just making this
up. It's all in my head.
It's all in my head.
I'm okay to let it go.
I'm okay to let it go.
It feels so much better.
It feels so much
when
better.
When I let it go.
When I let it go.
Take a deep breath. And peace. And then go to your good place. All right, so when you think of that bowl of pasta, how is that now? The same, different, better, worse? I've made things worse, so.
I don't think it's worse. I would say it's a little bit better. It's not, I don't feel as relaxed as I did with the other thing, but I would say that there is a difference of, the tapping really does, it feels so good. You should really do that to Joe. I mean, it feels really good, and you can do that to yourself when you're feeling anxious about anything.
Yep, you just notice, how do I know? And all you have to say is, I let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. The tapping's kind of the least part, important part of it. It's that going there. And then
are you hitting a certain nerve or doing something?
They're acupuncture points.
Okay, I say people can see this right now if you're on our Instagram, Joe and Alex Show, but if you're just listening in your car or at work, where are these points? I saw you do like the forehead.
Kind of before, between the eyebrows.
Okay.
The side of your eye, like if you wore glasses or sunglasses, in your temple.
Okay.
Under your eye, kind of on your cheekbone, and then your collarbone, which is right by that notch in your throat.
Yeah.
And then you just grab your wrist, take a deep breath, and as you blow out, say a nice word. Peace, go to a good place.
Is this something parents can do to kids that are behaving, misbehaving?
Well, what I like to suggest is that parents, once their kids are old enough, it's like, teach your kids, tell them they have magic in their fingertips. Because it's like you empower people and children to go, I don't like the way I feel right now. I can change that.
Or they become a little Wiccan. I'm just kidding.
So what's the follow-up process? Where does Alex, or maybe anybody else, but let's say Alex in particular, go from here now? I guess continue to see you and work on this?
Yeah. Usually my first session, I see people for an hour and a half or 2 hours and get a lot of history about what's going on. I kind of see how she's creating this because there's no food here.
Mm-mm.
And so, you know, when I said people are in a trance all the time, it's like it's harder to be here now than it is to be in a trance. So then we would just do some different techniques. I would teach you things. It's kind of about shifting the neurons. You know, you've habituated this pattern, so your neurons are going to a certain place, and that's the pattern. Well, let's shift those neurons.
Are you going to do exposure therapy eventually? Like, would you bring in food and make me eat it in your office?
No, like, I just let you
because I could talk to somebody, like maybe the Olive Garden would sponsor this or something. Like, I would come in there with producer MYK and like, I love Alex, but we'd throw pasta at her face if that would help.
We could, well, at a certain point, sure, you could do that. And then we could, if there's any residual things, you know, we could. Yeah.
How well is she doing now?
Yeah.
Oh, still some work to go.
But there's things. Like I said, you didn't create this pattern in these programs overnight.
Right.
So,
you know. It is a lifelong. Yeah. Joe, don't you have actual audio of me as a child?
I do on my phone. I'll try to pull
it
up.
We'll put it on Snapchat.
Yeah, actually, I have video of Alex as a kid. Joe and Alex Show, you can go see that on our Snapchat, Radio Now 100.9, and Joe and Alex Show on our Instagram. Once again, we want to thank Tony Mack.
Macri Reiner.
I almost had it. From Indiana Hypnosis for Change. Thank you so much for coming in here. Is there anywhere people can check you out or like to get more
on my website, IndianaHypnosisForChange.com.
Cool.
I have an office in Broad Ripple.
Awesome. We're gonna put a link to this too. We'll put a blog up, RadioNowIndy.com, on the Joe and Alex Show. You can see this video and all your information. Tony, thank you so much. This is really good because I know, Alex, you've been struggling with this for a long time, and this might be something to help you out.
I know. I'm really excited, and I want you to give her your face so that you can feel these taps when we go to break.
As my face is all sunburnt, she'll just tap right through it. Thank you so much, Tony.
Thanks.